Sure, coffee and suppose, but also should in Yeshiva University. Test of Kislev Hei Tov Shemem Zayin, December 17, 1986, on Wednesday.
At the bottom of Kabbalah and Beis, in Kachlin Kachlin Yibel, Moi Dara Shabbos Lini Tzei Shabbos, Bishleime Dara Shabbos Chabot. So that's why it's awesome. El Tzoy Shabbos Amai Lord. Omar Abzeire Mishum Chashbenis. So why is it also to be Kenes Mitzoy Shabbos? Because if he'll be Kenes Mitzoy Shabbos, so then he'll make his Sude, because even though, I mean, there's no Chiyuf to make his Sude, but that's the way he would do it. So Mimele, he would make chashbeinus, mental chashbeinus. And Shabbos, there is a loche, so you're not allowed, you know, to engage yourself, you know, in other things. So, Omer Abay, Mishim Rabbeinish, in Yichnis, Lutzoy Shabbos, Yase Sude Belailo, Biyachshiv Bishabbos, Mau Tzorich Leheitzi, Uchzi Vidabeya Dobo, Mitzi Chepsoch Vidabeya Dobo. Omer Abaye v'cheshbeni shal mitzvah mi asire. Is it also to make cheshbeni shal mitzvah, yes? That's right. No?
And also is davedova.
Doesn't matter. So it's not after davedova, does not mean, it's not a loch of bitus for sign here. Davedova means, in other words, even if he is mentally midaver, you know, So it also comes within davedova. It's not halacha of bitus v'sayim. The halacha is he should not engage himself in mundane things. So it doesn't make any difference whether he does it verbally or he does it mentally. You see. So it's the same Issa, yes.
What?
Yihil mitorim means just, you know, a superficial thought, but you know to make mental calculations, concentrate. That is awesome. So it's not that he is mutar because it doesn't involve bitu sosai. He is mutar because it's just a superficial engagement, you know. I mean, it's not, he doesn't concentrate. But here, if he just thinks superficially how much he'll have to spend on the sude, so that will not satisfy him. He wants to figure out exactly. So he'll have to mentally concentrate and work very hard. So mele, it will run counter to being consistent with mitzvah chefzach of
davedova. Isn't that sude mitzvah?
One second, that's what the Gemara will ask. I mean mitzvah, not the sude. I mean because of mitzvah, yeah, that's right. That's the Gemara's kashi. Om la abaye b'cheshbeni shal mitzvah me'asire. After all, it's a mitzvah. So any calculation that is in connection with the mitzvah is muta. Vor afchizde v'rabamnune damre tavaye cheshbeni shal mitzvah muta l'choshvon b'shabes. Muta l'choshvon b'shabes. That cheshbeni shal mitzvah, you are allowed to calculate even if you concentrate. So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'yomar ablezer. Peiskins doka lanim b'shabes, and even though the Peiskins doka also involves calculations and computations, you have to figure out exactly how much to allocate for this doka and how much to allocate for that doka. It's not a superficial thing. So still, mitzvah it's muta. The Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Hilchin libotik nisiyis ulbot medrosheis lifakeach aliske rabim b'shabes. In other words, that on Shabbos you are allowed, you know, to attend a meeting that is for Tzir HaKlal. Like this, it's certainly also to attend a meeting because of Tzir HaKlal of Dabadovo. But if it is Tzir HaKlal, so it is Muta. The Omar Rabbi Yaakov Arida, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Mifatchim Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. So here, Pikuach Nefesh doesn't mean Mamesh Pikuach Nefesh, you know, like in the expression Pikuach Nefesh Dicha Shabbos. There, Pikuach Nefesh means something that is indispensable for the saving of life. Here, Pikach Nefesh means to help out people. That's what Pikach Nefesh means here. Mifakhin Pikach Nefesh Bishabbos. Vi'omar Rav Shmuel Banachmenon Rav Yenison Hilchin Litartiois Ulkartiois Mifakeach Aliskirabim Bishabbos. So Rashi says here, Tartiois Paltin Lochin Bishiltein. No, usually, I mean, that's what he says, Paltin Lochin Bishiltein. You know, there are the Rishenim who explain Tartiois Vikartisois literally. There are Rishenim explain theaters, you know, the Romans had their theaters. So, what kind of a heter is it to go to the theater, to the theater on Shabbos? Well, the Gemara of the Zohar says, even Meisachel, if one goes to Tartiois Karkisois, so it's Meishavreitzin. So there, Rishenim say Tartiois Karkisois is like, Tartiois is translated usually into theaters, and Karkisois, circus. But the Romans, you know, they had the circus, and they had races between men and tigers, you know, so it was really Meishavreitzin. To watch a wrestling between two men is also Meishavreitzin. But to watch, you know, a wrestling between the man and the tiger is even more Meishavreitzin. So, and here the Gemara says, Tartiois ikakisois lipakiach aliskirabim bishabes. So it's mutarim bishabes. How can that be harmonized with the Gemara and Abri Zore? That those who go to Tartiois ikakisois are come with the Meishavreitzin Yoshov? The answer is, the Romans were accustomed sometimes, you know, to force a Jew. I mean, this is a historical fact. So to force a Jew to wrestle with to wrestle with an animal, with a tiger, they did it sometimes. So melee, sometimes Jews, you know, the Roman government has always been democratic. In spite of all the vicious, it has been very democratic. They had the Senate, you know, I mean, it was a, they had a democratic system. It was not a, you know, an autocratic system. It was a democratic system. But, I mean, in Greece and in Rome, they had democracy, but in Greece, so in Sparta, they had democracy, and still, through a democratic vote, they used to kill the elderly and the feeble, you know, and the sick, you know. Sometimes modern people talk in the language about quality life, that it seems to me that they are approaching the philosophy of the Greeks in Sparta. I mean, in other words, a certain Jewish woman, I mean, to our shame and our disgrace, a certain Jewish woman wrote a book in which she describes how she was advised by a psychiatrist and a lawyer to give a medicine to her mother who has been suffering from cancer, and, you know, and so that she would die, you know, a peaceful death. So the doctor didn't want to do it himself because then he would be prosecuted, but he advised her, you know, how to do it. And the lawyer also advised, she wrote a book, and the book became a bestseller. So, in a certain sense, modern people are approximating the philosophy of the Spartans in Greece. They were also big democrats, I mean, the Spartans in Greece. Everything was done in a democratic way, by vote, by popular vote, but they didn't have the concept of human rights, you see. So in Rome, many times Jews were allowed to come and attend the wrestling between the tiger and the Jew, and they were allowed to scream and to plead, you know, for the release of the Jew. Some melee, so of course, it's the biggest mitzvah, I mean, even on Shabbos, you know, to go to such circuses. So this is what Gemara means. Hilkinli tartiois ukartiois. Rashi here says, tartiois, he says, paltin lochem shultein. Karkiois, des tartiois. Karkiois, he doesn't say anything. But in other places, the Rishenim say Tartiois is theaters, the Roman theaters, and Karkisois is the Roman circuses. So, if one goes to a circus, just to enjoy, you know, the wrestling, so that's mishafleitzim. But if he does it for a good purpose, to help out people, so then it's a mitzvah even to go on Shabbos to help out people.
Yeah,
yes?
That's
right, mishumaguna. You know, sometimes, if they cannot, sometimes they were able to save a life. And even if they weren't successful in saving the life, so if the plea was not heeded to, you know, so then at least they would be able to testify that a certain husband so was killed by an animal, you see. So again, there is a mitzvah. Hoyochen litatiyoyit kakoyis lepakeyach al iskiradun b'shabes. Bitone divei menashe mishatchin al atineikeis li'oris b'shabes v'alatineik l'lamdi sefer l'lamdi umnes. Now, so it's mutter to mishadeach halatineikis lioris b'shabes. I mean, not that the erasin should take place in Shabbos. Not that the shiduchim should take place in Shabbos. Because it's also not a mitzvah. If not for the fact that it's a mitzvah, it would be also on the basis of mtzich hefzechobi daber dobo. Matchmaking would also come within mtzich hefzechobi daber dobo. V'alatinik l'lamdi sefer u'l'lamdi umnes. Now, here, it says v'latinik l'lamdi sefer u'l'lamdi umnes. So again, because it's a mitzvah, l'lamdi umnes mitzvah u'dechsiv l'chai m'misha asher ahavto l'meid umnes shetichi imenu imateiro v'arunem b'dushin sh'oviv chayev l'lamdi umnes. Now, in respect to studying other chochmes other than the chochmes haTorah, so most rishonim say that there is no isa. In other words, to learn, let's say, astronomy, to read the book in science, I mean, or any chokhmah, or even economics, not dafke chokhmah sateva. So, according to most rishonim, it's not osa. But according to Shittas HaRambam, it's osa to study anything other than Torah. What?
Shabbos or
You should ask such a question in Shias of Skohana, you should be such a naive question. Of course the Shabbos, not the Chayv. I would discuss that the Chayv, but I don't want to trespass upon the theme that I'm going to discuss in the lecture, you see. So everything, if I'll say it now, so then everything will be known then, so I won't discuss that now. But that's in Shabbos. So the Shittas HaRambam is that it's osa, that is studying any chokhmah. So it's osa mitzad mitzich hefzecho b'dabedoro. Mitzich hefzecho b'dabedoro. According to other Rishonim, there is no isa. Only what is osa is only osa things that are not chokhmah. Let's say just, you know, to read, you know, trivial books, you know, that have no chokhmah, nothing. So the Rambam says in the Rosh HaMishneh, I mean, let's say stories about the biography of this king, that king. I mean, there is no wisdom in that. I mean, you cannot learn anything. But anything that is a source of knowledge, of wisdom, you know, even if it's not, you know, chokhmah sateva, but anything that is a source of wisdom, of insight, so it's not osir, according to most rishonim. But according to the Ramban, every chokhmah is osir. Mathematics, astronomy, every chokhmah is osir. Mitzadum tzir chefzecho v'davodobo. But l'lamdi umnes is mutar on Shabbos. L'lamdi umnes is mutar on Shabbos. So, so the question is, so why should it be osir to calculate how much you'll have to spend on the sude? That's also like cheshbeni shel mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Elo ma'ab zeire, gzeiro shemo yishri
b'neif." Yes. Do you understand the esoterim here of cheshbeni shel mitzvah that it's like
That's right.
Is it the Chuya or is it the
Dabba? No, no. So anything, any study or concentration or reflection that involves a mitzvah does not come within Tzechetzach of the Dabba Dabba. Does not come within Tzechetzach. You see, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Rambam Shita that all Chochmes is Osar on Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Shita of Moses Rishayim, that it's not Osar. But, let's say, just things that are not the source of wisdom, just to look at the painting is Osar. It's mentioned Shulchan Aruch. I mean, even Diukno, Ala Kesel, you know, just to look at it, So that is also within, it comes within Tzichetzach of Dabba Dabba, even though, I mean, when you look at the paintings, you don't have to verbalize, you can just keep quiet and just look at it, you know. So even that is also. But something that is a mitzvah, so does not come within Tzichetzach of Dabba Dabba. So why should it be also to make Chashbinish al mitzvah? So then the question arises, and if it's mutar to make chashbinish al mitzvah, so why is it osir to be kenes in mitzvah Shabbos? Even if as a result of the kniseh in mitzvah Shabbos, so he will on Shabbos mentally engage himself, you know, in calculations, it will still be mutar. Elom harab zeireh, gzeiro shemo yishchei b'nei. It's a special gzeiro. In other words, because he might become so abstracted, you know, in his concentration upon the Sude, that he might forget and shecht a benei from Shabbos. Not why Chas v'Sholem, he will not do it. Be amazing, because Monef Shech, if he's in such a state that he's ready to do it, be amazing, so then he will not pay attention to our Xeris, to the Xeris Chachomim either. But we are afraid lest he'll absent-mindedly, he'll shecht the b'nei, he'll forget the Shabbos, or he'll think it's already dark, you know, and actually it's before Shkia, so he'll shecht the b'nei. So that's why it's also out to be kenes mitzvah Shabbos. Abaye is raising something that on the surface appears to be a very strange kashet. Omla baye lamato yimakipurim shachaliyaz b'sheini b'shabes yitche gzeiro shemo yishchei b'neit. Now, this last Yom Kippur, when was it? It was Monday. So the Abaye's kashi was, so then we should change it to another day. Which other day? Gemara doesn't say. To Tuesday, to Wednesday, which day should we change it? So but Rashi says shechaliyaz b'sheni b'shabes shetzrichen harbis b'sude achar shabes shu erev Yom Kippurim Yitre lishlishi b'shabes, so we should change it for Tuesday. Years ago, a certain woman, an Orthodox woman, not a reform woman, but a modern Orthodox woman, she once called me up, a very fine woman. She once called me up and it was Shabbos Sarah Pesach. So everybody was excited, especially the women, I mean, they were so excited, Shabbos Sarah Pesach. As if it had involved, I don't know what, I mean, an emergency operation, I mean, Shabbos Erev Pesach. How will they make it? I mean, Shabbos Erev Pesach. So a certain modern woman, a very fine woman, she called me up, and she asked me how she should do that, what she should eat, I mean, all the shyness, I mean, a very... So then she said to me, and I told her what to do, I mean, she has options. Anyway, I discussed it with her. She says, so much trouble. Why don't the rabbis do something about it? So I said, what should the rabbis do? She said, why can't you change it another day? So what's the Gemara's kashe? Elo meato, Yimakipurim, Shechaliyaz, B'sheni, B'shabes, Yitzchak Zero Shema Yishri B'nei, I mean, all right, this mother woman asked such a question, all right, it's not amazing, but the Gemara asked such a kasha, because of the Zero Shema Yishri B'nei, I mean, we should change the day of Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur is on Monday, so we should change it to Tuesday, just like that, I mean, on what basis, if Yom Kippur is on Monday, and if it changed to Tuesday, so what do it mean? It means that on Monday you have to eat. So how can the Chachomim be eaten in Dobom Natora, become Basay, because of the Xeira? I mean, you think here be a Chachom like a Dobom Natora, become Basay, for the best purpose in the world? So obviously, the Gemara doesn't mean Chassid Sholem. I mean, we should just change it like that. But there is a halacha, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Me'abrin es achidesh litzirach. So Bezdin has a keach to be me'abrin es achidesh litzirach. So the Gemara is referring not to Bizman Hazeh, when the Kviyas Chodoshim is al pechejim. When the Kviyas Chodoshim is al pechejim, so then you can change it. There is nothing in the world that could change it. So, but when the Kviyas Chodosh was established al Piriye, so then there is a loche that Me'abrin es achidesh litzerach. So every month, you know, when Bezdin was Kidei achidesh, whether Shchidesh is the 30th of the outgoing month or the 31st of the outgoing month, so Bezdin did determine that on the basis of the Kabbalah Seydes. In other words, if Edim came to the Beis Avad, let's say, on the 30th day, and they said they saw the moon, so then Bezdin was Mekabbalah Seydes, and they said Mekudesh Mekudesh the 30th. And if the Edim showed up in the Beis Avad on the 31st day, even if they did see the moon on the 30th, sometimes the Edim saw the moon on the 30th, but by the time they arrived at the Beis Avad, so it was already the 31st, so then Bezdin would declare the 31st as the first day of the incoming month. So the Gemara says, Me'abrin es achidesh litzirach, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. In other words, if there is a tzirach, so then, even though the Edim come and they, on the 30th, and they testify that they are ready to testify that they saw the moon, but still, Bezdin is allowed not to be Mikabledes, not to be Mikabledes. Mimele, the Chidesh will become Nisabea. So this is what the Gemara's Kashi. In order that Yom Kippur should be Monday, so then Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, has to be on Shabbos. If the first of Tishrei is Shabbos, so Memele, Monday will be the 10th of Tishrei. So in order that the first of Tishrei should be Shabbos, that means, let's say, so suppose Shabbos is the 30th of El, and the Edim are coming to the Beis Avad, and they are ready to testify that they saw the moon on the night of the 30th. So because of the Gzire of Hashem Yishri B'nei, some Mele Detzitzirach. So Bezdin should manipulate not to be mikabel the edes of the Edim who are ready to testify that they saw the moon the night before. Mimele it would the chidesh el will be nisaber, and the 31st of El will become the first of Tishrei. So mimele if the thirty first of El will be the first of Tishrei, that means Sunday. Now, if Shabbos is the 30th, so Sunday will be the first of Tishrei. So then the following Sunday will be the 8th of Tishrei, the 9th of Tishrei, and Tuesday will be in Kippur. So, because if you are a Gezer, if Yachishish for the Xira of Shema Yishr Bnei, so in such a case, and there is a loch of me abrin sachedesh litzerech. So when Bezdin was kivei achadoshim al piyoriye, so then they should be me'abe litzerech. Shabbos here, but the question is this. Rashi, so the Gemara here doesn't say elo me'ato umakipurim chachaliyiz b'sheni b'shabbos is yitre. You don't say Yitre to what day. So, but Rashi says, Yitre lishlishi bishabes. Shemo yishchei b'nei litzirach sudes mochem. So Yitre lishlishi bishabes. How does Rashi know that lishlishi bishabes? Well, the answer is, it's very simple. I mean, it has to be lishlishi bishabes. Because how could it be postponed to Revi bishabes? Because the kasha of the Gemara is when Bezdin was kveya chadoshim al piorie, so then Bezdin was kveya the either the 30th of the outgoing month as the first of the incoming month, or the 31st. They couldn't postpone it to the 32nd. I mean, a month cannot have more than 30 days. Either a month is a choser and it has 29 days. So then the 30th of the outgoing month becomes the first of the incoming month, or the outgoing month is to have 30 days, and then the 31st of the outgoing month will become the first of the incoming month. But to postpone it to Wednesday, that's impossible, because a month cannot have more than 30 days. So mainly it is obvious that what it says Yitre, it must mean Lishlishi Bishabbos. It couldn't be postponed to Revi Bishabbos, because if without postponing it would be the 30th. So with postponing it can be the 31st. It couldn't be on the 32nd. That's impossible. But the question is this: now, if it will be postponed such a way that Yom Kippur will be on Tuesday, that means that Rosh Hashanah will be on Sunday. But there is Aloha Vado in Kevin, Rishchedesh Tishre Vado. And why is it that in Kevin, Rishchedesh Tishre Vado? Why? So the Rambam mentions an astronomical reason, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Ravid is Masik on the Rambam. How is it that he mentions a astronomical reason when the Gemara mentions a non-astronomical reason? The Gemara mentions Mishum Rakye, Mishum Masye. I mean, the reason as to why Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday or on Friday is because either Rakye or Masye. Rakye means, let's say, because if it will be on Friday or on Sunday, so that means there will be 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, on which you cannot do meloche. I mean, let's say, to pluck out vegetables, hirokis. You couldn't do it. So in other words, you'll have to pluck it out erev Yom Tov. So it will wither, you see, or masye, because of a mess. Suppose somebody will die, let's say, and on Friday. So that means you'll not be able to have the kfure, I mean, for 2 days. So there will be a bizoyin mess, mishumasye. So what does it mean? Because of vegetables, so you can change. Yes, you can change, because there is aloche of me'abrim es achidesh v'tzeirech. So again, if, let's say, without changing it, so it will be on the 30th, so Rosh Hashanah will be on the 30th of the outgoing month, so by changing it, so it will be nikva on the 31st, and it's me'abrim es achidesh v'tzeirech. And from this Gemara, there is a raya for the Shittes HaRambam. Shittes HaRambam, that the Rambam says that all these quorum of Adu only apply when Chodoshim were Nikva on the basis of Rie, I mean, I'm sorry, when Chodoshim are Nikva on the basis of Cheshm, like now, on the basis of Cheshm, so that was one of the considerations by Hillel Hasheni. By Hillel Hasheni, Rambam doesn't mention Hillel altogether, but the Ramban mentions, the Rambam doesn't even mention Hillel altogether. The Rambam says, Halach l'meshem Sinai. So I mean, but the Ramban mentions it. So Mimele, there was, so that was one of the considerations, you know, in Hillel's Cheshbon. Now, and how was Hillel allowed to do it? I mean, just because of this consideration, that consideration. The answer, so the Ramban says, in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban says, because there is Aloha Atam Afil Sheigim, Atam Afil Mizidim, Atam Afil Mutim. So the Eved, if Bezdin, even Benezit, will declare that Reshchede should be the 31st of the outgoing month, even though Edim testified that he saw the moon on the 30th, so it's not a proper thing for Bezdin to do it, because there is a mitzvah to be in Kaddish Chodoshim al Piriyeh. Only there is an extra tzirech, so there is a aloche of Me'ablim is achidish l'tzirech. So even then, Bezdin does not ignore just the testimony of the Edim. But Bezdin is manipulating that there should be a hakhoshe in the Hagode of the Edim, so Memele they will not have to act on their Hagode, at their Hagode. But just to say, well, get out, that Bezdin cannot do, because there is a mitzvah of Mikachim Mesach, Plikadish Chodoshim Al-Piriye. But if there is a tzirech, whatever a tzirech is, so then Bezdin has to indulge in chchiras and glishes and asking all kinds of questions so that the Edim will contradict themselves. And then Bezdin will not be mechuyeh to be Mikadish the Chidesh on the basis of the Hagode, of the Edim. But to just like that, to ignore the Edim, that Bezdin is not allowed, because there is a mitzvah. Achidish HaZelochem to be Kaddish Al-Piriyeh, Kaddish Al-Piriyeh. But only if there is a Tzerach, so then we do it. But the Evet, it may Bezdin be amazing. Just ignore the Hagode's Edim. Edim came and testified, and there was no akhoshe in the drishes of chiras, nothing. But then Bezdin said that miuba achidish, instead of saying mikudesh ayeh, mikudesh, so miuba achidish. So the Eved is effective. Atmafil sheyegim, atmafil mizidim, atmafil mutim. So the reason as to why Hillel Hasheni, you know, he devised that calendar and he was kiveya in advance ad yemei samashiach, all the chadoshim in all the years ad yemei samashiach, according to that cheshm, I mean, of the cheshm of the calendar, is because he was the nosi of Bezna Godel, Hillel Hasheni, and mimele, whatever he did, so was effective there. But l'chatchile, under ordinary circumstances, Bezdin is not allowed just to do it like this. But here there was a tzirech, because Hillel realized that smicha is becoming bottle, so then it will be impossible to be kivei achadoshim. So mele he was allowed l'chatchile to be kivei achadoshim for the future years, up to Yemei HaMashiach, on the basis of a certain cheshm. And the Ramban says, if Hillel had decided to be kivir the chodoshim on the basis of another cheshm, it would have been equally effective. But Hillel decided to do it on the basis of this cheshm. Anyway, so mele, so since the kivir's chodoshim was done, al pi cheshm, some mele, mishim irakye, mishumasye, so in kidin chodosh chidish tishre biadu, in glasho. Mashe in kein, And bismano rie, then there is no aloche of inkinu chadoshim ba'adu. So bismano rie, so Rosh Hashanah could be on Friday, Rosh Hashanah could be on Sunday, could be on any day. So from this Gemara, there is a rie to the Shittas Rambam. Because the Gemara has here the kashe. Gemara has here the kashe. Omele Abai omati matipurin shchaliye b'shini b'shabes yitche zira shem yishmanei. What does it mean? Yitche to when? Yitche to Tuesday. Yitche to Tuesday means that Rosh Hashanah or Shchilish Tishrei will be nikva on Sunday, but that will run counter to the Aloch of Adu. The answer is, but the Aloch of Adu is only when the Chodoshim are nikva on the basis of Chesh, so there is Aloch of Adu. But here the Gemara Abayis Kashi is when Chodoshim are nikva on the basis of Rie, so on the basis of Rie there is Aloch was me'abrin Chodoshim l'tzirech, so me'mele if the tzirech is Adu, so it's all right Adu too. It all depends whether there is a proper tzirech or not. That's right. Because Abai, the Rambam says that there was Kiddush al Piriye up to Abai. So that means even a number of years in the reign of Abai, so there was still Mikaresh Akurais, probably in the middle of the life of the reign of Abai, that they stopped being Mikadesh al Piriye and they started to be Kevei HaChadoshim al Pecheshim. When Smicha became Bavli, you see, Smicha became Bavli. Because up to the days of Abaye, there was still a chain of Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So, but then, in the reign of Abaye, so the chain of Smicha was interrupted. So, then they started to be Kevei HaChadoshim on the basis of Cheshim. So from this Gemara there is a riot to the Shittas Rambam. That Bizman Oriyah there is no Aloha Vadu. No Aloha Vadu. Om Rabbi Elamati Makfush Halibhim Bishabes Yitzchak Tereshim Yishmanei. So the Gemara is the Teres. Hosan Doi Napshe Is Loi Tori. Hochet Lacherim Tori. In other words, there is no Tzerech to change the Kvias from Shabbos to Sunday of Rosh Hashanah because of the Gzeira Shem Yishal Menei. Because it's not such a big Tzerech, because we don't have to be Cheshesh, maybe he'll be Yishret Menei. Because when are we Cheshesh, maybe Gzeira Shem Menei, when he has to prepare his Suda for other people. So he wants to make sure that the Suda will be proper. Mashiach came when it's for himself, so he doesn't care so much. So there is no chash. In Amehoso Misle Rafre, when Yom Kippur would be Sunday night, so why does he have to rush and shecht the Neif and Shabbos? He has a whole day to shecht, and he can shecht Mitzvah Shabbos. So true, there is a mitzvah of making a suda of eating Erev Yom Kippur, but he can share a mitzvah Shabbos. So let's see the Rashi. Isle Rafka Lishreit Bilaylo Shehasudo Einu Ad Limocho. Now this Rashi is a very important Rashi. So you see, there is a shaila, the machlekes achreini. Erev Yom Kippur at Minche, do you say Tachnu or not? Erev Yom Kippur at Minche. So what does it depend upon? Whether the mitzvah and the aloha is that Erev Yom Tev at Minche you don't say Tachnu. So even Erev Rosh Chodesh is not a real Yom Tev. Even Erev Rosh Chodesh at Minche you don't say Tachnu. Now, Erev Yom Kippur is Yom Tev. There is a mitzvah of Achille. V'inisem es nafisechet. Bisisho lachidish beret, bisisho misanim vayle, vassor misanim, elim loch shekoleichel veishay se bichi, mailo lovakosu, kilu isano, chi vasir, so there is a mitzvah. And from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah it appears that this Rosh is not an asmach, it's a Rosh Gmure. it's in Rosh Gemura, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the one Mandoma says that from Vinisem, as Nachisechem, Bitish Rachilish Be'erev, we deduce the aloche of being Mesif Mechil HaKedesh, Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is the Kasha, how can you deduce the aloche that there is a Chiyu Be'erev Yom Kippur after you Mesif Mechil HaKedesh? Because the Torah says, Vinisem as Nachisechem, Bitish Rachilish Be'erev. So that means that we have to start the fast on the 9th of Tishrei. We have to be Meisi, but this, from this we deduce that there is a chiyuv of achil and siya Erev Yom Kippur. So we see from this Gemara, it's not an asmachte, that it's a droshe gemure. So Erev Yom Kippur is yontet, there is a mitzvah of achil and siya on Erev Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur at Minche, we shouldn't sit down. But the klal is, only if the yontev is the yontev that starts in the night. So then, mincha before, you don't sit down. But if the yontev starts with the daylight part of the day, so then the mincha of the previous day, you sit down. So if the mitzvah of achil yosir it takes place in the night of the night, so then, minche erev Yom Kippur, you don't sit down. If the mitzvah of achil yosir takes effect only in the daylight portion of the ninth of Tishrei, but not the night of the ninth, so then in the minche of erev Yom Kippur, we have to say tachnun. So there is a machlekes haposkim whether we say tachnun minche erev Yom Kippur or not. The Shlomo and the Gemara, they both say that we say Tachnun. And the Gemara mentions a raya from this Gemara, especially from the Rashi, because the Gemara is not explicit, from the Rashi, that there is no mitzvah of achil yosir the night of the ninth of Tishrei. Because Rashi says here, Isli rafche lishri belailo sheasudo eino ad limocha. Adinu mocha. But it's not. In the Gemara, it's not mifurish. From Rashi, it's mifurish. Because Rashi says, Sha'asudo inu ad limocho. Why not? Because the mitzvah of achil yosir is only in the day, not in the night. So, memele, minche erev erev Yom Kippur, the minche of the 8th of Tishrei, so you say tach. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, there is no riot, because maybe there is a mitzvah suda even the night, but the Gemara says he's like Rafchen because he doesn't have to start the suda the beginning of the night, right? It seems like a chodim has to start the suda. He can start the suda at 12 o'clock at night too, so he'll have plenty of time. But Mashenkin, the suda is nisuin, so there he cannot start any time he wants. He has to start at a certain set time. Some melee is both, so there is a choshe. Maybe he'll forget and he'll shecht a benei before Tzitzak Echovim, before sunset. So from the Gemara there is no rai, but from Rashi there is a rai. Yes?
Contingent how he answers.
Well, I'll tell you. What is the reason for, I mean, it's not our Indian, but since you mentioned it, so I might as well discuss it a little. I mean, what is the mitzvah of being Erev Yom Kippur? All right, we learn it out from Talmud Pasuk. Now, is there a Gemara Yume? Gemara Yume? Yeah. Oh, you had it here. All right. Oh. V'hoch HaMashma. Pe'alef